Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent. Today's theme, walking through fire with Christ. In today's gospel passage from John chapter 8 verses 31 through 42, Jesus invites us to rise above the cross of ignorance about God's trustworthiness. If you live according to my teachings, he says, you are truly my disciples. And since you are interested in learning from me, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Free to do what? It's very freeing to live according to the teachings of Christ, even when they seem unpleasant or illogical, because his ways are always the best ways, and we don't have to get stressed out trying to figure it out. It seems detrimental to forgive those who don't deserve it, but such unconditional love sets us free from the lingering pain of old grudges and anger and anxiety and fear. Retaliation makes matters worse. Arguing is a form of retaliation. Even the silent treatment is a form of retaliation. When we're willing to do good to our enemies instead of scheming ways to retaliate, we are free from the worry that the problem will escalate. Loving our enemies means living by the teachings that take us to the cross. It doesn't make sense to put ourselves through the fire of suffering love, but this is true holiness. Rescued from the slavery of sin, we are free to be holy through the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. This requires trust. We have to trust that A, God knows what he's doing and will make us triumph over evil, and B, the end result will be better than we could possibly imagine. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew this kind of trust from today's first reading from Daniel chapter 3, verses 14 through 20, 91 through 92, and 95. What are the fires in your life? The easy way out leads to savory. Shortcuts produce the wrong results, the wrong jobs, the wrong relationships, the wrong decisions that lead to disaster, all of which imprison us in our grudges, anger, fears, anxieties, and frustrations. The faith-filled way is to walk with Jesus in the fire until the flames burn themselves out. Jesus endured the fire of Good Friday because he trusted that it would produce the boundless joy of resurrection victory. To follow Jesus as a true disciple, we have to accept the cross for the sake of victory. It's an unpleasant truth, but it sets us free to enjoy life despite the hardships. Just as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were visited in the fire by someone like a son of God, so too does Jesus stay close by our side within our fires. In the fire is where we rely on him the most. In the fire is where we experience the supernatural. In the fire is where we die with him so that we are raised to a glorious, holier life, where God himself praises us for our faithfulness, and where we join Jesus in full intimate unity. So instead of searching for a way out of the fires you're enduring, search for the presence of Jesus within those fires. Embrace him. Stand firm with him. Give him your trust.